愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上要从马太福音十九章跟大家来学习在恩典中侍奉。
Tonight I'd like to share with everyone from Matthew 19 about how to serve in grace.
我们请看马太福音的十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew 19.
好，二十章。
Actually, Matthew 20.
二十章从第一节一直到十六节。
Matthew 20 from verses 1 through 16.
这是葡萄园的比喻。
This is the parable of the vineyard.
第一节。
Verse 1.
天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园工作。这里主耶稣在讲天国就好像葡萄园。
Verse 1, it compares the kingdom of heaven to a vineyard.
那这个天国就是指着神的国。
And the heaven refers to God's kingdom.
那神的国也就指着教会。
And the God's kingdom is the church.
那这里说这个天国这个葡萄园有一个主人。
Here it says that the vineyard has an owner.
就是教会有一个主人。
Which means that the church has an owner.
We know that the
owner of the church is the Lord Jesus himself.
那既然是葡萄园啊，就需要有人工作。
And since it is in a vineyard, there must be laborers to work.
所以这葡萄园才能够有收成。
So that the vineyard can reap a harvest.
好像亚当，神创造他在伊甸园修理看守。
Just as God created Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden to take care of the garden.
六日他要劳碌做工。
And 6 days he shall work and labor.
但是第七日要休息。
But on the 7th day he shall have rest.
从神创造人开始就是要工作。
From the beginning of humankind, humans were created to work.
那第七天就休息。
And on the 7th day they shall rest.
这个是人本身神所定的一个定律。
And this is a principle that the Lord has set in humankind.
那从第二节开始。
Starting from verse 2.
我们仔细看第二节一直 到第六节。
Till verse 6.
有四种人。
There are 4 types of people.
在葡萄园工作。
There are 4 types of laborers in the vineyard.
第一种人。
The first.
就是清早去被雇请的，就是第一节。
Are those who went out early in the morning to hire laborers.
那第二种人。
Those that go out early in the morning. And the second.
第三节。
Verse 3.
在几处出去。
That goes out about in the third hour.
大概是早上九点钟吧。
Which is about 9 a.m.
那第三种人。
The third time.
第五节在午正。
The third type is about the sixth hour.
那第四种人。
And the fourth.
又在深处。
Yeah, it's about the ninth hour.
第五种人。
And the fifth kind.
就是第六节。
And it's in verse 6. In about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle.
差不多是太阳快下山的前一个钟头。
Which is about an hour before the sun is setting.
所以这个园主在五个不同的时间呢，邀请一些人进到葡萄园来工作。
And so this landowner went out at 5 different times to invite laborers to work in the vineyard.
葡萄园就是教会。
And the vineyard represents the church.
所以主耶稣在不同的时候就呼召我们来侍奉他。
So the Lord Jesus calls us at different times to come and serve him.
在葡萄园工作就是在神的国工作。
To work in the vineyard is the same as working in the kingdom of God.
那为什么说这是恩典
？So why do we say that this is grace？
因为我们仔细来看这个主人为什么会请这一些人进到葡萄园来工作
？Because if we read carefully, why did this landowner invite hire these laborers into his vineyard to work？
第三节
，verse 3，
说在几处出去看见世上还有闲站的人，就是看到有一些人呢。闲站没事情做。
It says that he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace with nothing to do.
然后到第六节。
And then verse 6.
在九初还看见有人站在那里。
And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle.
就问他们说，你整天在这里闲站呢？
And said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day?
如果看英文的 idle 这个字就不是很好。
And in the English term idle, it doesn't have a very positive connotation.
Idle 就是说时间一直过去，什么都没有做。
It means that time is wasted and you get nothing done.
这样的人生啊是没有意义的。
So this kind of life is meaningless.
因为这个从太阳出来一直到太阳下山，也可以指着我们人的一生。
And from the time the sun comes up till the sun, time the sun sets, it can also represent our lifespan.
啊，有的人很早，啊，从小他就懂得服侍神。
Some people rise early, which means that they know at a very young age how to serve God.
因为他从小就受洗，从小就父母栽培，就很敬畏神。
And because they were baptized and they were brought to the church by their parents at a very young age, they knew how to fear the Lord at a young age.
那有的人到了中午才开始进到葡萄园工作。
And some came about the noontime into the vineyard to work.
大概是到三四十岁吧。
Which is perhaps 30 or 40 years old.
但是有的人到五六十岁才开始做工。
And others, about 50 or 60 years old, is when they start working for the Lord.
所以这个原主讲的话就值得我们来思考。
And so this land, what the landowner said is worthy of our consideration.
他说这些人是闲站 idle.
So he said that these people here are standing idle.
所以一个人啊，一生最重要不是活得长还是短。
So the important part of a person's life is not whether or not he lives a long or a short life.
最重要是活的一生，你又活得很有意义。
But rather that he lives his life with meaning and purpose.
那什么叫有意义？
So what does it mean to live a purposeful life?
以这个原主来讲，就是他进去工作以后，他会给他报赏。
According to the landowners, that when the laborers come into his vineyard to work, he will reward them for their labor.
那如果他一直站到太阳下山，他两手空空，什么也没有。
But if they were to stand out idle, with they will receive nothing in the end.
所以最可怕的人生就是你活的一辈子无所得，什么都没有得到。
And so the scariest part of life is if you were to stand there idle and you receive nothing. In the end.
所以什么都没有得到，不一定是指着说在地上我们没有什么。
And so when I say that you receive nothing, it doesn't refer to the material things on this earth.
所以什么都没有得到，就是在属灵上。
But rather, those who are not rewarded or receive nothing is referring to the spiritual sense.
我们活了一辈子也没有为神做什么，也没有得什么。
Perhaps we lived our whole life without doing anything for the Lord.
这个是我们人生最重要一。要思考的一个问题。
This is something that we must carefully ponder upon in our life.
我们要做，不但在社会上做一个有用的人。
We must not only be a useful person in the society.
但是我们要在神的国做一个有用的人。
But more importantly, we must be a useful vessel in the kingdom of God.
圣经里面在记载约翰的出生。
The Bible records the birth of John.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter
1. 十四节。
Verse 14.
你必要欢喜快乐，有许多人因为他的出生也必喜乐。十五节。
Verse 15.
对，到十四节就可以了。
Verse 14.
这里是天使在告诉撒加利亚。
In verse 14, the angel told Zacharias.
撒加利亚是约翰的父亲。
And Zacharias is the father of John.
说你要因为你的孩子快乐。
He says that you shall be joyful in this because of your child.
为什么？
Why?
因为有许多人要因为他的出生欢喜快乐。
Because many people will have joy and gladness at his birth.
也就是说，约翰在神的国里面是一个有用的人。
Which means that John the Baptist in the kingdom of God was a useful person.
所以他会令人喜悦。
And that's why he was pleased by many.
那什么样的用途？
So what was his purpose?
十七节。
Verse 17.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他要使宇宙以色列人归回，使他们归于他们。的神
He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
很多人的痛苦是因为离开神。
Many people suffer because they have left the Lord.
没有神的恩典，没有神的同在。
And without God's grace and His abidance.
当一个人回归向神
，When a person returns to the Lord,
有神的同在，有神的恩典，就活得很喜乐。
And he has the abidance of God and the grace of God, he can live a very joyful life.
那约翰的工作就是把人带回来神那里。
And John's mission was to bring people back to God.
他本身生活很简单。
Now he lived a simple life.
但是他所做的工作很重要，很有意义。
But yet his work was quite extremely important and full of meaning.
让人回到神那里去享受神的恩典。
He was there to turn many back towards God to enjoy God's grace.
所以许多人要因为他的出生喜乐。
And so many because of his birth will rejoice.
那这个以利撒加利亚为约翰喜乐。
And Zacharias was joyful for John.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的儿子在神的国里面是一个有用的人。
Because his son was a useful man in the kingdom of God.
所以我们今天不要教小小的教小孩子怎么去享受生活。
And so today, let us not teach our children at a young age how to enjoy their lives.
这个不一定生活很有意义。
And because this may not be very meaningful.
我们要教导我们的下一代在神的国里面要做一个有用的人。
But rather, we must raise up the next generation on how to become a useful child in the kingdom of God.
就是接受这个原主来呼召，进到葡萄园里面去工作。
Which is to receive the calling of the landowner and go into the vineyard to work.
这样才不会闲站。
And so that they will not be standing idly.
在神的事情上没有做什么事情。
And to do nothing for God's work.
这是我们回到马太二十章。
And so let's return back to Matthew 20.
好，那我们仔细看这四五种人他们都在回应神对他们的呼召。
And we see that these five types of people respond to the calling of God.
结果他们都
the landowner.
进到神的这葡萄园里面去工作。
And they all entered into the vineyard to work.
今天我们教会如果要发展，工作很多，做不完。
Now today, if our church is to prosper, there is actually a lot of work to be done.
那如果我们不做事情，那就聚完会门关起来，没事情。
If we don't do anything, we could just leave church on Sabbath and just go home.
教会的两大使命，一个就是传福音。
The mission of the church, the two greatest mission of the church, one is to evangelize.
当然，传福音包括跟进。
And of course,
follow up. 传福音包括跟进的工作 ，follow up 的工作。
And preaching the gospel includes the work of follow up.
我们带慕道者收集很多的名单，最难的是跟进。
And we have a lot of truth seekers, and we collected all their information, but the hardest part is to follow up with them.
这需要很多的时间，很多的力量。
It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort.
那第二个叫做牧养。
And the second is pastoring.
这个牧养的工作也要花时间。
And the work of pastoring also requires a lot of time.
有的人软弱。
Some people are weak.
好像两个门徒要回到以马所次序。
Just like the two disciples are returning to Emmaus.
那主耶稣就跟他一起走。
And the Lord Jesus walked with them.
花时间。
And Lord Jesus spent the time.
跟他们一起谈论。
And had a discourse with them.
结果神动工了。
And so God worked within them.
到了以马所次，他认出耶稣来，他就回头了。
And then when they arrived, they recognized Jesus and they turned back.
所以葡萄园需要人。
So the vineyard needs requires workers.
我们现在看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
And Matthew 9.Matthew 9, verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。这里讲主耶稣来世界就是宣讲福音，医治人的病症，解决人的痛苦。
Here it says that Jesus came to this world to teach and to preach and to heal every sickness and every disease.
然后
Verse 36.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为像羊没有牧人。
And we saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion because they were weary and scattered like sheep without no shepherd.
从属灵上来讲，可怜的人很多。
And so, in spiritual sense, there are a lot of people that are pitiable.
不认识神的人都是可怜的。
Those who do not know God are all pitiable.
即使像所罗门王也是可怜。
Even King Solomon was a pitiable man.
因为这种人生是虚空的。
Because that kind of life that he lived was a life of vanity.
可怜人这么多怎么办？
And so, what do we do with so many pitiable people?
37节。
Verse 37.
所要收的庄稼多，工人少。
Says truly, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few.
要做的工作多，做工的人少。
And so, the work and the harvest is truly a plentiful or a lot, but the laborers are not many.
所以我们每一个人应该立一个志向，在神的国里面，在教会里面呢，积极参与侍奉。
And so all of us should make a resolve to participate in the sacred work in the church.
使我们在神的葡萄园里面成为一个有用的人。
So that we can become a useful person in the vineyard of God.
这样的人生啊，实在是没有遗憾。
And this kind of life will be lived without regret.
有一次我在一个新开拓区遇到一个传道人。
I met an evangelist in a pioneering area.
他是五旬节教派过来的。
And he was a member of the Pentecostal church.
他很有宣道的恩赐。
And he has a gift of evangelizing.
他用这个电台广播建立好多教会。
And he used a broadcasting station to set up many churches.
后来他中风了。
And later on, he suffered a stroke.
他中风，常常流眼泪。
And he suffered a stroke, and he began to cry.
他说我流眼泪不是说我身体很痛苦。
And he said that I shed tears not because I'm in physical pain.
我流眼泪是我这样没有办法服侍神。
But I shed tears because I am incapable of serving God now anymore.
我现在变成是天国里面好像没有用的人。
Because I'm like a useless person in the kingdom of God.
所以他禁食祷告三天。
And so he fasted and prayed for 3 days.
就在教会里面禁食祷告三天，流泪向神祷告。
He fasted and prayed in the church for 3 days, shedding a lot of tears.
他是求神让他能够好起来，使他能够在神的国变成有用的人。
And he prayed to God to heal him so that he can once again be a useful person in the kingdom of God.
也很奇妙，他中风很厉害，竟然好起来。
And wondrously, even though he suffered a severe stroke, he began to get better.
那以后他也可以跟过去一样骑摩托车，可以到处走。
And then he could begin riding his motorcycle as he could in the past and go all around the different areas.
他真的很珍惜神给他的这个健康。
And he truly cherished the health that the Lord had restored to him.
他知道神给他的健康就是要让他在神的国变成有用的人。
Because he knew firmly that the Lord has given back his health so that he could become a useful person once again in God's kingdom.
所以我们每一个人要有一个觉悟。
And so we all must come to this understanding, realization,
要做有用的人。
That in the kingdom of God, we must be useful people.
这样才我们才不会闲站在那里到太阳下山，什么都没有得到。
And so that we will not stand idly until the sun sets, achieving nothing.
那我们先来看，再回来看马太福音二十章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 20.
第八节。
Verse 20, chapter 20, verse 8.
到了园主，到了晚上，园主对管事的人说：“叫工人都来，给他们工钱。”
So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first."
什么时候这个葡萄园主要给他们工钱？
When was the owner of the vineyard going to give the laborers their wages?
就是到了晚上。
And when at evening time.
晚上就是没有办法再做工了。
Now, evening time represents when they can no longer do any work.
这个晚上有两个意思。
And this evening has two different meanings.
一个就是我们死了，就是晚黑暗来到。
The first is that when we die, when we leave this world, that's when darkness enters.
死了，你就没有办法再做工了。
Because once we die, we can no longer do any work.
所以我们做圣工要做到我真的没有办法做为止。
And so we must continue doing work for God until we can no longer do it anymore.
年纪在改变，我们做圣工的内容不一样。
As we age, the content of our service to God also changes.
你看圣经里面讲一个女先知叫做亚拿。
The Bible records a prophetess named Anna.
她做什么？
What does she do?
她昼夜禁食祷告，侍奉神。所以她在服侍人，只有一件事情，祷告。
She fasted and prayed, but she served God by fasting and praying.
所以在教会里面呢、啊，年纪大也可以做，就是常常为圣工祷告。
And so, even though if we are older, we can still serve the Lord by prayer.
所以要做到晚上这个园主才开始发工价。
So we must work until evening. That's when the owner will give out the wages.
当然，这个工作是很辛苦的。
Of course, the work is laborsome.
十二节
，verse 12，
我们整天劳苦受热。
It says that we have a burden and borne the burden in the heat of the day.
啊，大家坚持到底。
But they have to endure until the end.
如果半途不做出去了，那个奖赏就没有了。
If they quit in the middle of the work and leave, then they will not be rewarded at the end.
那第二个晚上就是主耶稣再来。
The second meaning is that that's Jesus' second coming.
现在是白天。
Now is daytime.
那主耶稣说,
and so Jesus tells us that we must work while it is still day.
当主耶稣来了, there's still light.
Because once the Lord comes again, there will not be no work to be done.
所以我们在做圣工要坚持到底。
And so in our holy work for God, we must persist and endure till the end.
我们看哥林多前书15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章。
1 Corinthians 15.
58节。
Verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面是不突然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
这一章圣经是在讲基督徒的复活。
This book talks about the resurrection of Christians,
就是天国的盼望,
which is the hope of the heavenly kingdom.
那神对人的赏赐,
and it's the reward that the Lord will bless his people with.
就是天上有不同的荣光,
which is that in the heavens there will be different kinds of glory.
那这个基督徒的盼望讲到最后, 保罗讲什么?
Hope of the Christian at the end. Paul describes it.
要坚固不可动摇。
Paul says that it must be steadfast and immovable.
因为有的人做生工做到一半就灰心了, 有的就不做了。
Because some people grow weary and lose heart in the middle of the work.
但是我们要把盼望放在天国的上面。
But we must place our hope in heaven.
那这样啊, 我们地上很多的困难, 很多的挫折, 你就可以, 啊, 继续往前去。
And so we can withstand the difficulties and the hardships that we face while doing the work.
坚持到底,
we must endure till the end.
因为这样的劳苦在主里面不突然。
Because this kind of labor is not in vain in the Lord.
圣经记载, 啊, 保罗在传道路程拣选马可。
The Bible records that when Paul was on his missionary journey, he selected Mark.
当然, 这是一种恩典。
And of course, this is a type of grace.
但是这也是相当辛苦。
But it's also a very laborsome work.
所以马可跟到一半, 马可就逃走了。
And so Mark, in the middle of the work, he left, he fled away.
因为保罗的生活方式, 他说有基督受苦的标记在我身上。
Because Paul's lifestyle was very hard.
所以马可后来就跑掉了。
And so Mark fled away.
后来保罗就在拣选提摩太。
And then Paul chose Timothy.
那提摩太就坚持到了。
And Timothy endured till the end.
所以我们今天 在服侍神，在教会里面做圣工啊， 要做到 太阳下山,
and so today, in our work for God, we must work until the sun sets.
让原主来给我们赏赐,
so that the landowner can come give us the reward.
这样啊, 我们的人生啊, 就非常有价值。
And then our life will be full of meaning.
这就是最值得我们羡慕的一种人生。
And this is the life that we should be admiring, should be looking up to.
在神的国有用处, 然后蒙神奖赏。
Which is that the person lived their life in a useful way for the Lord's kingdom and will receive the Lord's reward.
再来看马太福音19章。
And let's also look at Matthew 20.
马太福音, 20章,
turn back to Matthew 20.
Matthew 20.
Matthew 20,
verse 9. 第十节,
verse 10.
及至那先故来, 他们以为, 必要多得, 谁知道, 个人都得一钱银子。 我们仔细看,
so we read carefully here.
这个原主给 不同时间进去做工的人的赏赐竟然一样。
The owner actually gave the same wages to the laborers who came at different times of the day.
这个很让人意外。
This is actually quite puzzling to many.
你今天如果在一个公司上班,
today you worked at a certain company,
应该是每一个人的工价都不一样。
And everyone should be paid a different salary.
怎么决定的?
How is it determined?
看你的经验,
determined by your experience.
然后看你的才能,
as well as your skill.
然后看你工作投入的, 多少。
And as well as how much you, time or how much you devoted into the work.
还有工作的果效。
And also the effectiveness of the work.
哦，所以在这个社会上，钱代表一个人的价值。
So in this society, the money or wealth represents a person's worth.
哦，所以差不多公司付给你多少钱，大概一般人的想法，这个就是你的价值。
And so however much your company pays you, to the people of this world, that's how much you're worth.
那我们在这个社会上活久了。
And if we lived in society for a long time,
但是当我们回到教会这个葡萄园来做工,
and when we return to the church, to the vineyard, to do work,
将来主耶稣赏赐的时候我们可能会很惊讶。
When the Lord rewards us in the future, perhaps we may be surprised.
所以你看第十节。
So if you look at verse 10,
及至那先故来他们以为必多得赏赐谁知个人得一千银。
But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and when they likewise received each a denarius.
这个中文这个以为谁知，这个就是表示他没有想到主人是这样在发钱的。
And it says that they supposed that they would receive more, so there was unexpected, it was unexpected for them to receive the same amount.
这个告诉我们什么？
So what is this trying to tell us?
神不是用我们的工作来衡量我们的价值。
God does not place a value on us based on our work.
不是你工作40年就比工作30年更有价值。
Working for 40 years doesn't indicate that that work is more valuable than a 30 years worth of work.
也不是在教会里面我只工作10年就比那做圣工20年的没有价值。
Or even if you've only worked in church for 10, served for 10 years, that you're worth less than a person who's served 20 years.
也不是说我只信耶稣一年，我只能够做圣工一年我就死了。那我将来跟那个做圣工50年的，我的赏赐一定大概是50分之1，不是这样的。
And does it mean that if you're only recently baptized and only able to work for the Lord for 1 year and then you pass away, that you only get rewarded 1/50th of a person who served the Lord for 50 years?
原来神看人的价值不是用工作来衡量。
So God does not measure our worth by our work.
那连5000的，连2000的，连1000的，到最后他们虽然赚的钱不一样，但是这个主人给他的这个赞美是一样的。
God does not measure our worth by the length of our service. So even though we may serve in a different times, the reward that we receive will be the same.
这个是很值得我们来思考一个问题。
This is something that we should ponder upon.
所以如果我们是在教会里面很早就做工的，你坚持到底一定有赏赐。
And so if you started working for the Lord at a very early age and you've endured until the end, then you will be rewarded by the Lord.
但是如果我们是到人生最后一个阶段才觉悟，
but if we were to wait until the last stages of our life to realize this,
我们也不要灰心说这样我在天国的赏赐可能很少。
Then we should not lose heart thinking that our reward in heaven will be much less.
从这个比喻来讲竟然都是一样的。
But from this parable we see that they are all the same.
所以我们将来的赏赐完全在乎神，跟我们的工作长短没有关系。
And so our reward in heaven is up to God and does not depend upon the length of our service or work for Him.
但是重要就是要及时觉悟，投入这个神的工作。
But the important thing is to realize this early on and to put our effort into serving God.
那我们再来回来看这个马太福音的20章。
Let's turn back and look at Matthew 20.
11节
Verse 11.
他们得了就埋怨家族。12节
Verse 12.
我们整天劳苦受热，那后来只做一个小时，你竟叫他跟我们一样吗？
Verse 11. When they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day."
结果那从早上开始工作的他就开始埋怨。
And so those that work from the morning until the evening, they began to complain.
他为什么会埋怨？
Why did they complain?
他觉得这个主人不公平。
They felt that the owner was unfair.
因为我从早一直做到晚，我只有一个银， 银子。
Because I worked from morning until evening and I only received one denarius.
那一个人只做一个小时，他也是一个银子。
And that person over there only worked for 1 hour and he got the same denarius that I received.
那我们仔细想，看好像很有道理啊。
And so it seems like that the person that I was complaining had made a lot of sense.
因为他做这么久这么辛苦啊，他做这么短呢也辛苦比较少。应该那个人要得多一点。
And because the one that worked morning till evening labored more, and so therefore he should be compensated for that amount of time that he worked.
但是我们看这个主人怎么说。
But let's see what the landowner replied.
13节。
Verse 13.
家主回答其中的一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你。你与我讲定不是一钱银子吗？
13. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Verse
14.
Take what is yours and go away. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you.
所以啊，这样看起来，我们就知道这个主人他有绝对的主权来决定啊，他要给谁多少。
And so we see from here that this landowner has the absolute authority and to give to whoever he wants, however much amount.
这个原主没有义务去请人来进里面工作来给他钱，没有义务，没有 responsibility。The obligation.
The landowner did not have the obligation to bring in the laborers to give them money.
他只看到他们站在那里闲站，这个人生没有什么意义啊，所以给他一个机会进到园子里面来做工。
But rather, he saw that they were standing idle in the marketplace and gave them the opportunity to come into the vineyard to work.
所以既然是恩典，就没有公平不公平。
And since this is grace, there is no such thing as a fair or unfair.
所以今天我们能够蒙神来选召，这是恩典。
So today we are able to be chosen by God.This is solely by His grace.
将来神要怎么赏赐我们？神有绝对的主权，我们没有办法评论公平不公平。
In the future, however, God wants to reward us since He has absolute authority and sovereignty. We have no right to say what is fair or unfair.
因为这不是神的义务。
Because that is not God's obligation.
这是神的恩典。
That is His grace.
因为他看到我们如果没有机会服侍神。我们在世界上是闲度日子，是没有价值、没有意义的，所以他给我们一个机会来服侍他。
So he gave us this opportunity to be able to serve him, so that we are not idle in this world without meaning and purpose.
我们看二十章的十六节。
And let's read chapter 20, verse 16.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
And so the last will be first, and the first last.
所以我们在服侍神的事情上。
Many times in our work for the Lord.
有时候虽然那个服侍比较久，但是这个心态要改变，不然的话，我们的心态啊会变成落后在后面。
So for those that have served a very long time for the Lord, sometimes they need to change their heart, their attitude, or their mindset. Otherwise, they will become the last.
因为我们在服侍的时候，对神不认识，都就用自己的想法，那我们就落在后面
了。Sometimes we serve the Lord not through His will, but rather through our own understanding, through our own decisions. Then we will fall behind and become the last.
那在后的要在前。
And the last will be first.
虽然有的人呢、工作时间很短，他很追求，所以他的灵性在服事中就一直在成长。
Even though some people have believed for only a short while, but because they have the heart to pursue their spiritual growth, is increased greatly.
所以这个比喻告诉我们。
So this parable teaches us.
我们在世界上的服事是很重要的。
That our service for the Lord in this world is important.
我们一定要坚持到底。
And we must endure.Till the end.
一定会从神得到赏赐。
And we will receive the reward from God.
唱诗。
Now let us sing hymn.
414首。
Let's sing hymn 414.